And missed free throw, rebound Cody Seaman. Largest lead of the night for Bad Axe is at 3. Loose ball right at center court. And now we have a whistle as Jared Brown finally had a little advantage in it. And Cody Seaman came from behind him. And Seaman will be calling for the foul. His first and Harbor Reach's second.
We are seeing the Hatchets putting on a clinic on defense right now. They are diving for loose balls. They are really playing nice and tight belly button kind of defense on the Pirates right now.
Tommy Morneau, top of the key, being guarded by Seaman. Into Derek Geiger's hands to the right block. Right elbow, excuse me. Andrew Sutton dribbles in, feeds it back out to Tommy Morneau, and he hits the 16-footer for 2. Tommy Morneau with 4. It's Bad Axe by 5, 8-3, 4:45 left in the first quarter. Harbor Reach into the corner and defeats it in Dalton Oki. And Andrew Sutton is getting a hand on every single pass that goes into that block, and it results in a turnover for Harbor Reach.
They are challenging all post feeds.
Tommy Morneau feeds it into Andrew Sutton inside the block, turns around, spins. This one's in for 2 points. Andrew Sutton with 4, and Harbor Reach calls a timeout. It's a full timeout called by Ron Rubel. It's 10-3, Bad Axe over Harbor Reach. 4:25 left in the first quarter.
Hi, this is Denise from McDonald's Food and Family Center. We want to invite you to come and check out our newly expanded bulk department. All product is now prepackaged, and we're receiving new items every week. We also have a Michigan-made and local product area and a new dollar section. The floral department and special order delivery service is available 7 days a week. We are open 7 to 11, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 5 on Sunday. Hope to see you soon at McDonald's Food and Family Center.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Coming out of the timeout called by Harbor Reach, the Pirates moving the ball much better around the perimeter. Josh Elk in the corner, driving down the baseline, goes for the reverse layup. This one's no good, and rebounded by Andrew Sutton. Here come the Hatchets, leading 10-3 by 7 over Harbor Beach.
In that timeout, Clark, I could have swore that Jared Brown was in the Harbor Beach huddle guarding Josh Elk. That was how close it was.
Foul is called into block against Harbor Beach. And it's the third team foul against the Pirates, and it goes against Dalton Oki, his first. Martin Messing for a long two, top of the key. He hits this one. He has 4, and it's now a 9-point lead, 12-3. Bad Axe out big early. 3:35 left in the first quarter. Brady Kirsch has checked in and has replaced Devin Lemansky. Austin Seltz and Seaman in the corner. Dribbling, picks it up. Now over to Austin Seltz, the Brady Kirsch right wing. Dribbles into the free throw line. Into, kicks it out to Seaman in the corner. Back to Sells for 3. Left wing, in and out, no good. And rebound, Tommy Morneau. Here comes Morneau with the layup. This one's in for 2. Morneau with 6. It's now 14-3. An 11-point lead for Bad Axe. And we have another timeout called by Ron Rubel. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you here. As John Mooney, what are we seeing here from the Bad Axe Hatchets?
Well, I'm going to tell you what's happening with the Pirates first is that they're settling for outside shots because of the pressure defense. When they get an outside shot opportunity, they're taking it. And I think what Coach Rubel wants right now is to go ahead and put the Hatchets in foul jeopardy. He wants his kids to go ahead and drive. I'm seeing Dalton Oki on 4 post feeds right in a row getting it tapped away, and there wasn't anything that he could do. I think Dalton Oki is best when somebody is driving and dumping. 3D, drive, draw, and dish. For the Hatchets, you know, what can Coach Krug say? Everything he's doing out there is working. They got a 14-3 lead right now, and just playing belly button defense. Keep it up, guys. That's exactly what he's saying.
3:07 left in the first quarter. Harbor Reach gets the ball right in front of Bad Axe's bench. Feeds in Josh Elke in the backcourt against Jared Brown. Into the right corner to Seltz, back out to Shelkey, right wing. J. Jared Brown is right there against Shelkey every step of the way. Feeds into Dalton Oakey. Double team coming. Turnaround. Jump shot. No good. Rebound. Derek Geiger. Beats out Brady Kirsch for that rebound. 2:45 left. Morneau dives in the lane. Kicks it over to Sutton. And Oakey blocks it. And they're going to call a foul on Dalton Oakey. He can't believe it. And that is the early foul trouble for Oakey now with two. And Harbor Beach's fourth team foul.
That was a good call.
Andrew Sutton goes to the free throw line for two shots. He already has 4 points on the night. Bad Axe is led by Tyman Morneau with six. First free throw is up. This one's off the front of the iron. No good. Jason Gaffke is replacing Dalton Oakey for the Pirates. 2:43 left here in the first. We'll see what happens for Harbor Beach here and for the what's going to happen to Bad Axe's tempo and style. Seeing what's going to happen for the second free throw for Sutton goes in. And we'll see how they have to adjust without Jason Gaffke. Harbor Beach is called for the over and back call. And this is going to be the third turnover for the night for the Pirates and gives it right back to Bad Axe right in midcourt in front of our set here from Bad Axe, Michigan. 2:38 left in the first. It's 15-3. A 12-point lead for the Hatchets. 2:35 left in the first quarter. Martin Messing at the right block, puts it in for 2 points. Check that. It's a 14-point lead for the Bad Axe Hatchets. This is a rout in action. Josh Shelkey drives into the lane, goes up for the shot, and he is fouled. And this will be a foul against Andrew Sutton, his first and Bad Axe's fourth team foul. 2:21 left in the first quarter. Any words for this one, John Mooney?
Well, yeah, that's exactly what Harbor Beach wanted to do, is take that ball to the hoop. And they did pick up the foul on Mr. Sutton. So I would say that, you know, that's exactly what the Pirates are going to be doing from here on out. Just going ahead, take care of the ball, and see what kind of drives and possibilities they can find in the paint.
Second free throw is good, and it's 2-for-2 for Josh Shelkey in that trip and stops the bleeding for the Pirates. Shelkey with three, all from free throws, 17-5. Bad Axe by two. A steal by Josh Shelkey and Jason Gaffke. And we have a whistle. And this is going to be a foul on Bad Axe on the rebound. It appears to be against Martin Messing.
He was the second one in there, but I'm not sure he had the first foul.
Well, it says Martin Messing's first, team's fifth. And Harbor Beach gets it in. And token pressure from Bad Axe retreats. Bad Axe by 12, 17-5. Shelkey at the top of the key being guarded by Jared Brown. Spins into the lane with the floaters up. This one's off the mark. Rebound still loose. And we are going to be out of bounds. Bad Axe ball. Bad Axe has looked darn impressive in this first 6 minutes of play. And they're leading 17-5. Tommy Morneau, top of the key. Dribbling to his right to Derek Geiger. Back up top to Jared Brown, dribbling against Austin Seltz. Right down to the right block, picks it up, nowhere to go, and continues double dribble, no, and it's rebound out of bounds, and they're going to say Bad Axe ball. He stopped dribbling, and the official is saying that it was swatted away. That's therefore he continued to dribble. It'll be Bad Axe ball underneath their own hoop. Feed it into Ben Sutton, over to Derek Geiger, left wing. Back up to the top. Two-time Morneau, NBA range three. It's off the mark. And rebound, Derek Geiger into the hands of Jason Gaffke.
This is where the Pirates can be successful.
Shelkey in transition is fouled on the floor right before the shot. It'll be a Bad Axe foul, the sixth team foul, and goes against number 11, Jared Brown. So that's two fouls for Jared Brown now. Don McLeod replaces Jared Brown. He sits down, so Josh Shelkey will get a breather just by having Jared Brown sit down.
You know, Jared, you didn't have to foul in order to go ahead and get a little bit of a breather. Just tell me, huh, Coach?
Shelkey gets the inbound, kicks it back out to Brady Kirsch. In the corner, Austin Seltz for three. He got it. Austin Seltz first three of the night. 17-8. Bad Axe now by nine. Tommy Morneau over to Martin Messing for three, left wing. It's short. Rebound, Cody Seaman. Harbor Beach looks like they're finally waking up. Seaman in transition, puts up the basket. This one nearly went in, off balance, rebound McLeod. Here comes Bad Axe leading by nine, 17-8, 1 minute remaining in the first quarter. Double team coming against Morneau. McLeod wide open for three, and this one's good. McLeod with three brings it back to 12 for Bad Axe. 45 seconds left in the first, 20-8. Shelkey draws another foul underneath the basket. And Derek Geiger doesn't like the call, and he's just laying on the ground now trying to get a little bit of pity from the officials. A block.